they keep still attracting the same situations because the emotions, the traumas, the traumatic emotions is still trapped inside of your body. And
Yeah.
that is a physical thing. It's peptides, right? These are molecules of emotions, and they're vibrating at certain frequency, let's say shame or anger or whatever those emotions are. And then you keep attracting situations and people and circumstances to trigger those emotions so that you can release it. So instead of avoiding it or saying that I'll deal with it later, I actually see it. Ah, to me, I see it as an opportunity and my soul showing me, okay, this is what I need to heal now.
Right. Welcome to How My Parents Raised Me. I'm Dawn Chitty. When we are born, we arrive here as pure and perfect souls, and the direction our life takes from that moment is deeply connected to what our parents bring to our lives. And what our parents bring to our lives is deeply connected to what their parents brought to their lives. And that's the cycle of families. I have always craved connection with real and raw stories to understand what makes you you, what makes you the absolutely unique human that you are. Stories are medicine for the soul. They can connect us and they can change the world. And so in this podcast, I'm listening to beautiful souls sharing their story. What happened to them, how they got through, and how they have healed and thrived despite everything to arrive right here in this moment. Content warning, if you are triggered by the themes of this podcast, please seek a helpline in your city. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to the podcast. If you listen to this podcast on Apple and you love the content, can you give us a 5-star rating? If you have time, maybe even a great review. I would really appreciate it. On the Heal blog this week, I'm sharing 5 key steps to heal your inner child. Your inner child is actually just your true self, the sweet soul you were before you were corrupted. From your very first interactions, you were conditioned to change and mold into a version of yourself that you believed to be more acceptable. But that tiny, sweet self is begging to be heard. She needs your love, care, and attention. The link to this blog post is in the show notes. Melanie grew up with a narcissistic mother. She didn't feel loved or connected to her mother, and there was abuse and abandonment. And by the time she was an adult, Melanie was highly traumatized and searching for answers around how to heal. She tried everything, but it wasn't until she started the very important work of healing her emotional wounding that she was able to turn her life around. Melanie is now an emotional healing coach, showing others how to heal and come back to truth and love. We pick this chat up as Melanie is talking about the first step to emotional healing, getting to the truth.
For me, the abuse was physical. I had physical abuse, so I can't deny that. And I have witnesses, you know, they can't deny that. But for a lot of clients that I work with, you know, they didn't have physical abuse. It was just emotional trauma. And I'm not saying that they're both just as traumatic. You can't say one is more impactful than the other. Like, emotional trauma is still trauma. And because it was emotional, it's not so tangible. So people have a harder time to see or to really point at, actually, yeah, what they did right there was manipulative or, you know, was hurtful or evil. Or, but what tends to happen is a lot of clients, like as an adult, they say, oh, but they did the best they could. Oh, but they didn't mean it like that. Well, how do you know? You know, and if it's coming up, it's still, you know, hurtful and it's still traumatic for you as a child. And it's, you need to start by acknowledging the truth of, yes, this was trauma, this was abusive. And yeah, it starts with that first an intellectual awareness. Then after that, it's really about looking at your resistant emotions. So, for example, anger, like if you're constantly getting angry, that's a clear indication that there's a wound there that you're protecting. Anger by itself doesn't mean anything. Yeah. But you need to understand why, what is the reason why you're getting triggered. Let's say, for example, they didn't respect me, and every time someone doesn't respect me, I get triggered. Then that is an indication that maybe in your childhood you weren't respected. This I'm speaking for myself here. This is what was one of my triggers before, and so you have a need to be respected. Yeah. So you're and this then becomes also an addiction. You're addicted to getting that respect, and when you don't, you get triggered, you get defensive, or whatever. So the first part is to work through these resistant emotions, the top layer emotions, I call them. Because the top layer emotions is not the root cause. This is what most people need to understand. The depression, the anxiety, the helplessness, the triggers, these are not the root cause. This is just your way to avoid feeling the root cause. So
Yeah.
once you work through that, what I found in my journey, often there's fear. Fear about really knowing the truth, not intellectually, because it starts intellectually, but the truth is about accepting it emotionally. That is what's going to heal you. Because I did, throughout the beginning part of my journey, I did start to have an intellectual awareness of, yeah, actually, I was abused, but I didn't accept it emotionally yet. So it is a process. And once you get through the resistant emotions, often there's fear of acknowledging that truth in your heart. And then deep down, the core emotion is grief. And grief of, for example, not being loved in my case. And once you really access that grief and then really accept the truth and grieve that, that's when your patterns will start to change. That's when your law of attraction starts to change. And this is what happened with me. It's not just about, because I'd also did inner child meditations and things like that, and I was still getting triggered and I couldn't understand why. And I understood that it's not a mental exercise, it's an emotional desire. You have to desire to know the truth and accept it in your heart. Because if you don't, nothing that you do, you can do energy healing, you can do mental exercises, but nothing's going to change.
Yeah. So just to recap on that so that it's clear for people. So we might get triggered by something that happens, and that is a reminder of the past. I mean, stop me if I'm saying the wrong thing, but the trigger reminds us of something in the past, which is a deep emotional wound for us, and it creates a reaction. So, like, we might be angry or something like that. And so, what we need to do is clear those surface level reactions to get to the deeper wounds.
Correct.
Yeah. And you're saying the deepest wound is grief.
The core emotion is grief. Let's say you get angry about stuff, and then beneath that, there will be fear, perhaps. And then maybe, there'll be terror or something. Or sometimes there's childhood anger, and we can talk about that in a second. But beneath that, the core is grief. But also, I'll just like to explain that there are some triggers that are related to just false beliefs, which is not really associated with a deep emotional wound. So there are two types of triggers. One, which is associated with deep emotional wounds, which is childhood trauma, basically. And then others that are just false beliefs.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Because I also think with parents, they tell us so many things about ourselves as we're growing up that I think there is this layer of false belief anyway, isn't there? Where they tell us you're selfish, you're bad,
Yes.
all of those things. And they're not truth. They're just other people's beliefs and judgments that we've taken on as truth.
Yeah, correct. So that's
So,
kind of what I've found on my journey. There's two types of wounds.
and so you just talked a little bit there about childhood anger. Can you
Yes.
explain how that fits in?
Sure, yeah. So there are two types of anger. Adult anger, when we get triggered, to me is an emotional addiction, which stems from the wounds or the false beliefs. But you also have childhood anger. This is also from my experience, mainly because I was abused physically and I was not able to stand up for myself. I couldn't fight back. I wasn't allowed to get angry because I would get beaten even more. And there's the only true anger that I see really is childhood anger. So sometimes when you process some of these wounds, there will be childhood anger. And for me, it was the injustice that I experienced. And then when you process childhood anger, you will feel like a child. You'll feel like a little child, really angry. And yeah, and that to me is, it's not based on an addiction. It's not a trigger. When you go through the layers, you may reach that before accessing the grief, but it's more about the injustice of whatever happened to you as a child, at least from my experience.
Yeah. Oh, it makes me really, I can feel that feeling actually when you talk about the deepest layer being grief. I hadn't really thought about that before, but I mean, I have thought about grief, but I hadn't really thought about it as being the deepest part of it. And that's quite hard to think about really, isn't it? That so many humans are walking around just in that sort of grief from childhood. I mean, I see it all day, every day, just because of what I'm doing. But yeah, I think that's what people are holding on to. It really is a grief, and it's just showing up as so many other things.
Yeah.
So,
Can I just add is that, to have the emotional realization that you weren't loved by your parents, that would break anyone's heart. And most people are not willing to acknowledge that emotionally. Like the amount of people that I see that I remember many years ago, I had a client who was abused just like me, same story. Mother was beating her and verbally abusing her and all that. And she turns around and she says, "But I know she loves me." And I could just see that little girl in her, like, mommy loves me. She did not want to acknowledge the truth. And nobody wants to feel that grief because of that. Because once you feel it, once you acknowledge it and it all comes out, you are acknowledging the truth. And that's heartbreaking to understand that your parents didn't love you, even though they gave you everything on the outside. You went to a good school, you did this, that, the other, and yeah.
Yeah, that's really hard, isn't it? It must be one of the main reasons why people can't even go down the healing path, is because they just can't look at that stuff. They because once you acknowledge that you weren't loved, that's too much for people to deal with right from the
And what does
beginning.
that mean?
Yeah,
And
what does it mean about me as a person? But I guess, I mean, what I say all the time is that it's not about you. You know, like the fact that your mother wasn't able to love you is not about your ability to be loved or lovable. It's about her ability to love, you know, like
yes.
that's such an important thing for people to understand, because people get so hung up on, I wasn't loved in the way I wanted to be. But in fact, it's just that that person wasn't able to love you, and they probably aren't able to love anybody. They can't love
Yeah.
themselves, you know, they just don't have that ability. And the same with the narcissistic personality. People are like, can I change it? What can I do? It's like, it's just not something you can do anything about. Unfortunately, you've got this person in your life who doesn't feel emotions or empathy and all the things that we feel. And it's just about them, and it's not about you.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when somebody's triggered, like in the moment, do you have any tips as to how they can learn to calm themselves down?
Yeah. So firstly, I always say that the best time to process emotions is when you're triggered. Do not leave it for later. If you can, maybe you have to leave the room or whatever, but use that. To me, this is an opportunity for you to heal. And when you're triggered, that's when the emotions are raw, it's up. So I would encourage everyone to process their emotions when they are triggered. Obviously, this takes practice. Maybe the first time you're not able to do it, but over time, as you learn to process it, it becomes easier. Two is to find out why you're triggered. Because the reason why, like I said before, anger doesn't mean anything unless you understand why you're angry. And the reason why you're angry will give you an indication of what you will need to process. So, for example, when I mentioned before about feeling you get triggered because they didn't respect you. So you will need to feel, it's not so much it's the anger, it's the addiction of I need to be respected. So you need to feel how much you want to be respected in this case, and sit with it. And obviously, deep breathing, staying in your body, not projecting, but having the intention to own this anger, because at the end of the day, the anger is in you. And let's face it, the truth is people can treat you however they want. I'm not saying that, disrespect and all this abusive stuff is right. I'm not saying that, but but I'm pointing out the journey is within. Like if
Yeah.
you're blaming them and if you have a justification for the anger, then you'll stay stuck there and you'll continue to get triggered. So find out why you're angry, and that will give you an indication of what you need to process. Let's say, just to give you another example, let's say you're angry because they're not listening to you. So then you'll need to feel the addiction, which is nobody listens to me. I'm not heard. And feel how much you want to be heard. And once you feel that and own that, like literally within seconds, you'll process, you know, the anger. And sometimes within seconds, you'll be able to access grief based on that.
So in that moment, are you getting upset? When you acknowledge how much you need to be acknowledged or whatever that trigger is, are you then feeling the grief and are you feeling all of those emotions?
Once you own the anger, yeah, and start it and realize that actually nobody needs to listen to you, nobody needs to respect you, and own that truth that actually this is my addiction.
Okay.
That's how you own the anger. This is my, you know, anger. This is my, and once you really own that and feel how much you want to be respected, or then you will access the grief. Yeah.
I see
but
what
you
you're
have to
saying.
Own it. You have to own it first and with your intention, with your, it's an emotional intention, not a mental one, you know, with your heart, with your, you know, this is a truth that you need to accept. And once you accept that, within seconds, the grief will come up. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I suppose so many of us are walking around just getting triggered and angry with the world for everything that they're doing to us, you know, like it's all happening to us. And in fact, it's all about how we react to what situations we're in, really, isn't it? How we control everything that we can control in dealing with what's happening to us. Because we can just have a breakdown every 2 minutes. Or we can learn how to actually do something different, I guess.
Yeah, and also I really believe that the journey is within, and everything that's happening, you know, if you attracted a situation where someone triggered you, then that is your law of attraction. And I believe that the law of attraction is emotional. It's not a mental thing. So that's why people that have a lot of traumas, they tend to attract the same situation again and again, and they try to visualize and do their vision boards, and I speak for myself because I did this, right? And then they keep still attracting the same situations because the emotions, the traumas, the traumatic emotions is still trapped inside of your body.
Yeah.
And that is a physical thing. It's peptides, right? These are molecules of emotions, and they're vibrating at certain frequency, let's say shame or anger or whatever those emotions are, and then you keep attracting situations and people and circumstances to trigger those emotions so that you can release it. So instead of avoiding it or saying that I'll deal with it later, I actually see it. Ah, to me, I see it as an opportunity and my soul showing me, okay, this is what I need to heal now.
Right.
Ah, okay, this is what's still unhealed. So just see it as a feedback, basically feedback to your own soul condition. What is still unhealed within me is how I see it.
Okay, yeah, I get it. I hadn't really thought of it as an emotional thing. I still thought of it as a thinking thing, you know, like the law of attraction. Everyone's like, oh, you have to do all these things.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is it's really just messages telling us how we need to heal so that we're not constantly bringing the same things back to us all the time because we want to solve them.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Soul, that's what everyone wants, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's so clear when you see some people and they just live their entire life in a loop.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'll put my hand up and say, yes, I was doing that for quite a long time. But I love the feeling now when I stand there and I say, oh, I think I'm being taught something here. I think I need to pay attention. Something is being, you know, trying to be communicated. What do I need to change? And it's quite powerful when you realize that instead of it just being another kind of triggering event that actually, oh, I can change something for myself here.
Absolutely. And that's true empowerment, right? You're not letting life sort of happen to you. You're using it to empower yourself and to heal yourself. And one thing I'll say is, because I also did all the mind stuff and all the meditations and whatever to manifest. And what I notice is that with the mind, you're doing it over and over and over and over again. And sometimes a little trickle here and something will happen, but nothing really transformational would happen, at least not for me. But when I process certain emotions, my law of attraction would change immediately. Not in 6 months' time. I didn't have to do it again and again. It would change immediately. And
Yes,
this is
wow.
the power of emotion. This is when I realized, like, wow, this is incredible. And this is the true power of your soul. Like, I believe that emotions is the language of the soul, and it's God's language or the universe's language, and it's, yeah, it can change your life.
Thank you for being on this journey of healing and community with me. If you listen on Apple, I would love it if you could take a moment to post a review for the podcast. It would mean a lot. Check the show notes for all links recommended in this episode. If you're on Instagram, follow me at My Big Love Project, and please share this episode with someone you know needs to hear it. Thank you for joining me. You are such an incredible soul because you are you. You are unique. Your journey is unique, and you can absolutely change the world with your story. Your time is precious, and I so appreciate you being here. Thanks for joining me. I'll catch you next week.